Family Theater presents Deborah Padgett and Walter Brennan. From Hollywood, the Mutual Network, in cooperation with Family Theater, presents The Legend of High Chin Bob, starring Walter Brennan. And now, here is your hostess, Deborah Padgett.
Family Theater's only purpose is to bring to everyone's attention a practice that must become an important part of our lives if we are to win peace for ourselves, peace for our families, and peace for the world. Family Theater urges you to pray. Pray together as a family.
And now to our transcribed drama, The Legend of High Chin Bob, starring Walter Brennan as Maverick. It's twilight of an autumn day on a small cow ranch in the lush country of north central Arizona. Old Maverick, a rough and weathered relic of an earlier and wilder time, sits in the bunkhouse door, staring out at the sunset. He shades his eyes as a small boy comes shuffling down the path. Then he calls.
Hi, Lonnie. How come you look so down? Just had supper, didn't you?
Yep, I just had supper.
Man's got no call to feel so hangdog after a good meal. Sit down.
Thanks.
Boy, I've seen some sad-looking critters in my time. Humans and animals, but you sure take the cake.
My dad's upset with me, old Maverick. Real upset.
Oh, well, now that is bad. What have you done to get your power riled? You been in some kind of mischief without letting me know about it?
It's not a mischief he's riled about. He says I never sticked to anything more than 2 days.
Oh, then it's your character your pa's concerned with.
Guess so. One day I'm saying I can't live unless he gives me a pony. Then if I get a pony, I don't ride it. I flitter on to something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is a serious kind of weakness. You think your pa's got himself quite a good point there. You know, a man needs to set his sights and just, well, hold them steady.
Seems to me like everyone does like I do.
Why, how's that?
Well, take Ma. One day she can't rest till she bought a pretty new dress. Next day she just hangs it in the closet. Wouldn't be seen on the streets with it.
Well, women's likely to behave so. But not a real Western man. No, sir. Not a rancher like your pa or me.
That's what Dad says.
No, sir. Everyone looks up to a man who sticks with a thing. Right through to the bitter end, come what may. No one admires a fella that ties into one thing and then before the knot is set is turned off to something else.
I want to do the right things.
Yeah, the bravest man I ever knew was like that. Name of High Chin Bob.
High Chin Bob? Who was he?
Who was High Chin Bob? A young un that's raised in Arizona and you ask me such a question? Lonnie, I'm plumb flabbergasted with you. Everyone's here to High Chin Bob.
I ain't.
Well, now he'd be a right good fella for you to just to patting yourself after. Not that I advise you going quite as far as Bob did, because, well, he was a mite on the extreme side.
Do you know him?
Do I know him? Well, I should hope to tell you I did. Me and Bob was bunkmates at the Lazy J. I was, you might call his best friend until right up to the time it happened.
What happened?
Oh, now, you don't want me to tell you a story.
Sure I do. What happened to High Chin Bob?
Well, to understand what happened to Bob, you first got to know what kind of a cowpoke he was.
How long ago did you know this High Chin Bob?
It's a good many years back, Lonnie. I was a young un, 30 or thereabouts. Bob was just my age. Now, he weren't a big man, not in feet and inches, but I never knowed anybody to match him for courage before or since. Like I said, him and me was bunk buddies at the Lazy J. Lazy J was a good outfit, too. Up in the Mokiones. Not a big spread, but well, a nice bunch of people to work for. You know the boss's niece, a young lady named Polly? Well, she was the nicest one of all. Or at least so thought High Chin Bob. Not that they was without their little disagreements, you understand.
Why'd you ever say you was fond of me if you aimed to back out like this?
I'm not backing out, and I'm still fond of you. I'm just telling you that I don't believe you'll ever save enough money for us to get married.
Well, of course I will.
But when? After we're old and gray? All my friends are married, Bob. I'm the last.
Well, I hadn't known till this moment that you was in such an all-fired hurry.
Hurry? Well, we've been going together for almost 5 years, and you still haven't saved enough money to buy a ring and a license and pay for the honeymoon.
Well, there have been one or two emergencies come up.
There's an emergency every time someone gets out a deck of cards.
Now, Polly, a man who works hard all day is entitled to a little relaxation.
I have no objections to your relaxing, but I wish it didn't always cost us our getting married money.
Look, I tell you what. I'll start saving next payday, and in no time at all,
You said that four years ago.
Now, just a minute. If you aim to be unreasonable...
Call it unreasonable if it suits you, Bob, but listen to what I'm telling you. I'm giving us 30 days.
You sound like a judge.
Don't try to jolly me. I mean what I'm saying. If we can't afford to be married in the next 30 days, then... Well, then we just better forget it.
No, you don't mean that. You're just saying it to scare me.
Try me.
But 30 days, where can I get that kind of money in 30 days?
I've made up my mind that's the way it's to be.
Now, Polly, don't get that stubborn look. I'm supposed to be the stubborn one in this pair.
I'm feeling tired, Bob. I think I'll go in.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's talk some more about this.
There's nothing more to be said, Bob. Good night.
Good night, Polly. Oh, women. They don't get some fool notions. 30 days. I could never raise that much money in 30 days.
Well, poor old Bob was real upset. Because he was right fond of Polly, though he seemed a mite careless of her affections. He'd always figured they'd marry someday. Now she was pressuring him into action.
Wasn't there any way he can raise the money?
Now, that's funny you should ask me that, Lonnie. Because when Bob came into the bunkhouse that evening, he put the very same question to me.
Ain't there some way I can raise that money?
Well, it should be if we set our minds to it.
I'd like to think this is just a passing notion of Polly's, wasn't it? I know it ain't. She means it. Now or never.
How much money should you have?
Well, I figure I need $150, $200 to carry it off in style.
Style? Say, how stylish do you have to be?
Well, I only figured to make this maneuver once, and I want it to be complete.
Well, that kind of money appears to me a bank holdup is your only out. You know, if I wasn't such a...